My name's Joanna Cherry. In my day job, I'm a QC. I've just come into politics recently as a result of being very active in the independence referendum. And I'm standing for election. I'm the SNP candidate for Edinburgh South West.
Can you tell me a bit more about your background and what was it that caused you to go into politics?
I'm a lawyer, but I'm not from a legal background. I'm the first lawyer in my family, and I'm only the second person in my family to go to university. But I think that it's very sad that the society we live in now is actually not as full of opportunities as it was for my dad's generation. And the Labour Party, who enabled people like my dad to go to university, now wants students to pay tuition fees. I came into politics because I wanted to make a difference. I left the Labour Party because I felt they weren't standing up for the people they ought to be representing. And for me, the last straw came with the poll tax. The poll tax was a tax that was brought in by Margaret Thatcher's government, and it was an unfair tax, and it was tested out in Scotland first. And the reason it was unfair was it transferred the burden of tax for local government from across society and put it on the poorest people in society, and expected everybody to pay the same. And many, many people in Scotland couldn't afford to pay it. And at that time, the poll tax was introduced. Labour had 50 members of Parliament for Scotland at Westminster. And they were sometimes referred to as the feeble 50 because they did nothing to protect Scotland from the poll tax. Whereas the SNP, and to their credit, the Democratic left, fought the poll tax very hard. And I really felt that Labour had failed in its duty to protect ordinary people, particularly working class people. And that's why I left the Labour Party and I started to vote SNP.
So you say you did a lot of campaigning for the referendum. Could you tell me a bit about that?
During the referendum, together with a colleague called Gail Gianni, we set up a group called Lawyers for Yes. What we did was we wrote a declaration in favour of independence and why, from a legal perspective, we thought independence would be good for Scotland. And we said really that we believed with independence we could create a fairer and more equal society. And we were also very interested in the idea of Scotland having a written constitution whereby people's rights could be protected. So we persuaded about 200 of our colleagues to come out of the closet for Yes and to sign up to this declaration, which wasn't easy because a lot of lawyers don't necessarily want to be public about their political positions for fear of alienating clients. And also there are many lawyers who are in public service or have judicial or tribunal chairpersonships, and that means that they're not allowed to be politically active. But we persuaded people who were able to be politically active to come out and sign this declaration in favour of an independent Scotland. We wanted to sort of make a symbolic gesture to show that there were lawyers who were voting yes, because I think sometimes during the referendum campaign there was a perception in the main media that middle-class professionals were all voting no. And I knew that wasn't the case. I wanted to show there were people in the legal profession who were voting yes, and I also wanted to put our legal expertise at the disposal of the Yes campaign so that when the Better Together campaign put misinformation out, for example, Scotland's future membership of the European Union, we as lawyers were able to counter that misinformation with strong legal argument. And we ended up having quite a high media profile and writing articles in newspapers, speaking at debates and public meetings and going on the television and the radio quite a lot talking about our positions. So I know we didn't win the referendum, but I like to think our group made a useful contribution.
Can I ask what it was that made you actually want to stand as an MP?
Well, I think this election is a unique opportunity for my party, but also for Scotland. Because of the energy and the interest in politics that's been created by the referendum, I think people in Scotland are far more engaged with the political process than they have been for a long time. And I think repeated opinion polls have shown that the majority of people in Scotland would like to see more powers in Scotland, more powers for the Scottish Parliament. And that's what the SNP stands for at this election. And I've spoken already about Labour's failure to defend Scotland in the past from the poll tax. At the moment, Labour are failing to defend Scotland from the austerity agenda of the Conservative Lib Dem coalition. And what's even worse is that Labour have supported that austerity agenda. In January, Labour MPs voted with the Conservatives and the Lib Dems for an austerity budget. And Labour MPs from Scotland also voted in favour of renewing Trident. So they want to spend £100 billion over the next 30 years on Trident, when we say in the SNP that money should be spent on public services. So I don't think the Labour Party are representing the interests of the Scottish people or people who live in Scotland adequately. And I think it's only with SNP MPs at Westminster that there'll be a strong Scottish voice. And so really, I feel very motivated because I think this is a really good opportunity to get SNP MPs elected. And I think people like me who can bring experience from my legal profession, both in terms of public speaking and hopefully persuasive argument, are needed to stick up for Scottish interests at Westminster. I think if we have a strong bloc of 30 or 40 SNP members of Parliament, then I think we'll have a big influence in the next government.
Is there any sort of policies or issues that the SNP are campaigning on that you think will have a big impact on Westerfields?
Well, I think one of the most important ones for Wester Hales would be our policy of tackling the austerity agenda. You'll be aware that the First Minister and the leader of our party, Nicola Sturgeon, went down to London and she spoke about how there could be an alternative to austerity and how you could still increase spending on public services without jeopardising paying off our national debt, and that you can do that by reordering your priorities. And it's been interesting to observe in the mainstream media that there have been many independent commentators who said that Nicola Sturgeon's agenda is a perfectly reasonable one. We don't think it's right that the poorest people in society should pay for our economic mistakes, while rich people get off scot-free and indeed get tax cuts. So the SNP wants to redress that balance, and I think our policies will address concerns of people who live in Wester Hales, because many people who live in Wester Hales are the sort of people who've been hit hardest by the austerity agenda. One aspect of the platform we're going into this election on is that we want real powers to be transferred to Holyrood. We don't think what's in the Smith Commission is adequate. We want to have proper control of the whole basket of taxes and proper control over all welfare benefits so we can create a fairer and more equal society. In the last general election, this constituency elected a Labour MP, Alistair Darling, but he's standing down. Since that election, in 2011, this area elected an SNP member of the Scottish Parliament. In 2012, this area elected an SNP councillor. And last year at the European elections, this area elected an SNP member of the European Parliament. So I'd like to say to people that the time is ripe to elect an SNP MP and complete the team so that you'll have strong Scottish voices on the council, on the Scottish Parliament, in Europe and at Westminster.